Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
And Paul Stanley is 68 today.
Hey, Paul.
Happy birthday!
From Kiss.
Kiss.
That's just Gene that does
that.
Yeah,
Gene does that, yeah.
Yeah. Have you met them?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I was able to get a picture taken with them. Yeah, when they were in Omaha last time. Yeah,
Colleen hooked it up. I remember Craig Gass took him back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you almost missed out on that, didn't you?
That's right.
Because you're getting a phone call, you knew who it was? Or
right. Yeah, it was from like a 323 or a New York number. And I was like, well, I'm not answering that. Let it go to voicemail. And he didn't leave a message.
That could be an opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was loud. I saw it pop up and you're like, hey, you know, at a concert.
I'm like, they were trying to surprise you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then Daisy called and she's like, get down here.
I don't think you just can't call people with a number anymore because all telemarketers have different out of. So I don't answer that.
Yeah.
I didn't answer a call from our agent the other day. Because I get calls from all over the country, and I know it's telemarketers.
My phone's been popping up, and it'll say, like, you know, telemarketer or spam risk or political call.
I've been getting those, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spam risk is a new one. Mm. That just came up on my phone the other day.
What do spam calls people?
Well, they'd be under the heading of probably a whore mouth.
Yeah, maybe you have a special department just for the spam section. They're probably under spam.
Somebody works for spam.
And they I ain't answering that. That's your job. Oh, that's right.
It's got to be hard for them to email customers and stuff.
Am I right, Puss? You work for spam.
I don't want
customers. Oh, it's spam. Yeah, I know. That's who we're trying to get a hold of.
I don't want to encourage anything by commenting here.
We sell stuff. We sell that product. You should answer those spam emails, you dumbass.
Yeah. I'm sure spam rules the day. That somebody identified that crap.
It's like the AIDS diet candy. Exactly like that.
Except there's no AIDS diet candy anymore.
No. But
there still is.
Spam. They might have to change the name.
Yeah, the meat product, spam.
Nope, they're not going to budge.
The meat product. What is it technically?
Meat gelatin.
It's like fake ham.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all real.
It's real.
Really?
It's the entrails of your pig's ass smooshed together in gelatin.
Pressed.
And sounds
it's
good.
So good. Pressed. Pressed pig's ass.
It's a meat product. Right. Slices nicely.
It's not a cut. It's
Don't
not a cut
that.
Of meat
That's
that occurs
spam.
Naturally.
Yeah, I applied there yesterday, so I better answer that.
It's already cooked pork shoulder and ham.
Yeah,
salt water.
Shoulder always sounds good on any animal.
Yeah. Potato starch to keep the meat moist.
Makes sense.
Always
sugar
moist.
And sodium nitrate. Right. That's a preservative.
So that sounds pretty natural.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Oh, I've eaten it
compared to a lot of
nothing
processed food.
Not in a long time, but.
Yeah, that's tasty right there.
It does sound natural.
Spam every day for a year to get ripped.
Well, is it put in with other stuff?
Nah, just raw.
No.
Just open the can, chew on that.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be
beef.
Suspect of anything that can sit on a shelf for 6 months and it's still quote unquote good?
No, anything we know in a can will do that.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
That's what I don't understand about the Velveeta cheese.
Yeah.
Why does that not have to be refrigerated?
It's just all so much, it must be just so much chemicals in that.
It's got to be full of preservatives. Yeah. It's
a cheese product.
Ah. We were at the grocery store this weekend, too, and they had orange juice just on, like, an end cap, not in a refrigerator.
Right next to the nut juice?
Right.
You're right. How does that work?
Not like Sunny D or something? It was orange juice?
Just orange juice.
I was at a grocery store the other day where out in the middle of the aisle or whatever it was in this large space. See, I did it for large.
Oh, you did. You did. You did.
Still an L. Damn it.
Large.
There was a large display of beer. It was all stacked up.
Yeah, but
and so I looked at it. And right there on the boxes of beer, they all said, it was some kind of special beer.
Right.
They all said, keep refrigerating.
Oh, the moron that put that display up didn't see that.
Yeah, that was just the other day. I saw that within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Now, keep refrigerated all this beer that you have sitting on the floor in a nice special pile.
Yeah. They misread that.
Yeah, you got to read the box.
Yeah.
You do.
What kind of beer was it?
It was something that I was not familiar with. It was some kind of specialty thing. I was unfamiliar.
I wonder if it shipped cold and they just let it get warm sitting there outside. Dumbass.
Yeah, well, it was a special
setup. I know.
Apparently, there's a new challenge on the social media, at least on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They call it the cereal challenge.
What's that? Should we try that?
No.
Oh, it's not good for you?
Well, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. You need two participants to get involved in the cereal challenge. I guess it doesn't have to be cereal, but that's what they're using.
Don't hit an almond. That's all I'm sorry.
The first lies on the floor with their mouth facing the ceiling. Then they open their mouth as wide as possible.
And they teabag
So far, you're in.
Yes.
The second participant pours cereal into the other person's mouth, followed by milk. And then from there, you need to make sure it stays in there long enough for the second person to take their spoon and eat the cereal out of the other person's mouth.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like getting waterboarded by Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Apparently, this is much more difficult than you think to actually do.
Have to get a small spoon.
Sounds
tough.
Well, it's disgusting, too.
It's quite disgusting, and I have no intention or desire to be anywhere near it.
No.
It's probably going to be happening in my house
Would
today.
Would you do that to your grandmother? If you're ripped. cereal out of your grandmother. And your grandmother's really old, too.
How soon before someone chokes to death?
Yes.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. What?
You got to keep your throat closed to keep the milk from sliding down
there. Sooner the better.
You never say that.
And you couldn't breathe, could you? Through your nose?
No.
For a while.
Yeah, you can still breathe through your nose.
Okay.
Many people have the ability to breathe through both their nose and their mouth.
Well, I just don't know if the milk would be blocking your passageways.
Yeah. It'd be really hard to breathe.
I think
I think you could. I just close my throat and breathe through my nose. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
all right.
I've seen him do that.
Okay, yeah,
it's a good technique.
Practice, perfect.
Well, let's try it.
No,
I'm not eating out of your.
You go ahead.
Yeah, that's the grossest part at the end. You have to eat food out of somebody's mouth.
It's
nasty.
It had to be like the hottest chick we know.
Right.
Like maybe out of her mouth.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She chews food and spits in you. Well, you let her spit
she
in your mouth.
She would chew the cereal up and spit it in my mouth.
You'd love that.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be in.
That's really not the point here.
I don't think she'd be into it at all.
She did it for her kids.
Yeah, you're not her kid.
No.
You're creepy.
You lay there, spit in my mouth, Christina. Yeah, you're old man. Get out of the way.
Will you chew up my food? No.
Maybe she would do that if she were like a guest on the show.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be a guest for long.
Something more.
No. She goes, get out of here, you freak. Right.
And just being some random son of a bitch who did that. But if we were interviewing her and getting on fine.
And she might be trying to extol the virtues of that sort of
that's for babies, not grown men that can
eat. Chew
your
food up like a baby bird.
Right.
Feels like the fast track to a restraining order.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why aren't you wearing pants?
Toward the end of the day on a Friday, you know, she's eating some hog wild and chews up some ribs. And
right.
Feeds them to mouth. Me.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ooh. There's just nothing good about that.
Well, Alicia's fine.
That's yeah.
The good part. That's the good part.
Yeah, pre-chewed brisket.
Oh, pre-chewed brisket would be brutal.
Disgusting. And she's hot, but that'd be very gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad Craig is just not dismissing it. Everyone else
not
is
dismissing it.
Because y'all would
but he's not
it.
Jumping at it either.
I'm not jumping
she's
at
spitting
it,
spitting food in your mouth. I mean, that's right. Not sexy at all. And if you're going to tell me you're going to kiss her, yeah, that's hot. But she's going to spit chewed brisket in your mouth. I don't care how hot she is. That's going to suck for
well,
you.
She's not going to have sexy. Sex with me, so that's as close as it gets. Like, for Jennifer
how
Aniston.
How about a hug? How about a hug?
Would you let Jennifer Aniston do
if
that?
If my pants were off, yes.
See, that's not going to happen.
No, I'm going to pull them off.
You're more likely.
No.
You stand a much better chance of saying, would you chew food and spit it in my mouth, than would you have sex with me?
Right.
You may get an affirmative
how about a
on the
hug?
First one.
How about a hug? I get a hug.
No. This
nope.
is... Jennifer Aniston, would you let her spit food in your mouth?
Am I ripped a week later?
No.
Come on.
You are confusing so many things we've talked about.
Unfortunately, for so many people, you're still the same guy.
Yeah. You would be mean now.
See, I think you might get a weirder look
Sorry.
When you ask for the chewed food.
Maybe.
Because the sex, at least, that's kind of a common request. It's understandable.
Oh, I think she's gonna. You're a freak asking her to chew food and spit in your mouth.
People have probably asked her to have sex before,
yes.
And she said no.
Right.
The chewed food thing is way out left.
I assume she has said no to someone before.
I did it right. to my kid, you freak.
Well, who was it? Was it Tracy Bingham? Yeah, from Baywatch.
I was in the studio with her.
In the studio.
She was dropped dead.
With Larry the Cable Guy.
He walked in.
And he asked her to
poop in a cup. Poop in a cup, right.
And she did not recoil.
No.
She laughed.
And he wasn't famous yet, so she had no idea who he was.
Right. And I don't think she pooped in the cup.
No, she did not.
She laughed at
it. No. I was hoping she'd take him up on that.
That's funny.
It was.
I'm glad that went over okay.
Can you poop in the cup
that
here?
That would have been weird if it didn't.
Yeah, she was absolutely gorgeous. And she could walk in and sit down. He leans in the microphone and goes, can you poop in the cup for me? And like I said, he was not famous. She didn't know who he was.
And he also asked for a cup of her bath water or something.
It got brutal, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, wow. She was one of the most stunning women I've ever seen in person that morning. I remember that. Enough for Larry to ask her to poop in a cup.
You got to be hot.
Can you poop in that cup for me? God, that was a long time ago.
I know, but he's probably had chicks do it for him, too.
Yeah, right. But the ones that do it for him aren't as hot as Tracy Bingham.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
Show. Yeah.
That's one of those things, if they volunteer to do that, you probably don't want them to do that.
No.
Apparently there's a TikTok video out there of someone letting their St. Bernard eat cereal out of their mouth.
Well, just tonguing it out like, yeah. Okay.
That's disgusting.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Well, if that person didn't have no friends, they do now.
Right. How's that different than letting your dog lick your face?
I don't let my dog lick my face. My wife lets the dog lick her face. I don't let it, you know, one quick... I don't let it lick my face.
Yeah, neither. Every once in a while, the dog will get one in. Like,
they get one in a while. All they get one in. Chloe gets one in.
Yeah, you say you stole that one,
right?
But I don't just let her sit there and lick. You know,
yeah, it's nasty. The dog licks his ass all day. It never brushes his teeth.
No, never does.
Well, that's why you give him the milk bone.
Yeah. The almond milk bone.
Oh, no tit on a bone.
Christy offered up some dog snacks to me last night.
Were you in the corner begging?
Like apple chips. No, she knows.
She roll over.
She offered some to me.
She knows an important part of the show is me sampling dog treats every once in a while.
Right.
Plus you were a good boy.
It is
and she offered some up to me, but I was having a human meal, so I said, no, I'd rather not mix the two now.
That's nice of you to
save that for dessert.
Yeah, so human meals.
Maybe I'll try some doggy apple chips today, and I'll come back and report tomorrow that they were kind of bland.
Thank you.
Probably.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.